Lesson 57, Luke 22. Introduction. As his mortal ministry drew to a close, Jesus instituted the sacrament, taught his disciples to serve others, and commanded Peter to strengthen his brethren. The Savior's atoning sacrifice began in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was arrested and tried before Caiaphas. While the Savior was being tried, Peter denied knowing him. Suggestions for teaching. Luke chapter 22 verses 1 through 38. The Savior institutes the sacrament and instructs his apostles. Ask each student to imagine, or you could invite two students to act out this activity, that he or she and a family member are sitting on the floor. The family member wants to stand up and asks for help. How well can you help them if you stay seated on the floor? What difference would it make if you stood up first? Explain that this analogy can help us understand what we can do to help lift others spiritually. Invite students to look for truths as they study Luke 22 that will help them know how to help lift others spiritually. Summarize Luke 22 verses 1 through 30 by reminding students that near the end of his mortal ministry, the Savior met with his apostles to observe the Passover. During that time, the Savior announced that one of his disciples would betray him, instituted the ordinance of the sacrament, commanded that it continue to be administered in remembrance of him, and taught his apostles that those who serve others are the greatest of all. The Savior also commended his apostles for continuing with him and promised them that one day they would sit on thrones and judge the 12 tribes of Israel. Invite a student to read Luke 22, verses 31 and 32 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Savior said to Simon Peter. Invite a student to read verse 31, footnote A, aloud. What did the Savior say that Satan desired? Satan wanted to sift Peter and the saints as wheat. Explain that wheat is sifted by separating kernels of grain from the rest of the wheat. What have you learned about Peter that shows he already had a testimony? If necessary, remind students that Peter had declared his testimony that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. See Matthew 16, verses 13 through 17. According to verse 32, what did Peter still need to experience before he could strengthen his brethren? What is the difference between having a testimony of the gospel and being converted to the gospel? Having a testimony of the gospel means that we have received a spiritual witness of the truth through the Holy Ghost. Being converted to the gospel means changing our beliefs, heart, and life to accept and conform to the will of God. Based on what the Lord told Peter, what can we do when we are converted to the gospel? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following truth. When we are converted to the gospel of Jesus Christ, we can strengthen others. Consider inviting students to mark the phrases that teach this truth in verse 32. Invite a student to read Luke 22, 33 through 34 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for how Peter responded to the Savior's admonition to become converted and strengthen his brethren. How did Peter respond to the Savior's admonition? What did the Savior prophesy Peter would do? Explain that a more detailed version of this account is recorded in Matthew 26. Invite a student to read Matthew 26:35 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Peter said to the Savior after hearing the prophecy. How did Peter respond after hearing this prophecy? What can Peter's response teach us about what he thought of the strength of his testimony? Note, teaching about Jesus Christ's suffering in Gethsemane. There are three accounts of the events that occurred in Gethsemane. In this manual, the lesson for Matthew 26 focuses on the Savior's submission to the Father's will. The lesson for Mark 14 addresses what Jesus suffered in Gethsemane. The lesson for Luke 22 emphasizes the severity of his suffering. Teaching students these unique aspects of the atonement can can enable them to have distinctive experiences as they study each account. Luke chapter 22 verses 39 through 53. The Savior suffers in Gethsemane, sweats great drops of blood, and is betrayed by Judas. Explain that after the Passover, the Savior and his apostles went to the Garden of Gethsemane. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Luke 22, 39 through 43. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Savior did after he came to the Garden of Gethsemane. Invite students to report what they find. According to verse 43, who helped the Savior have the strength to do Heavenly Father's will? What truth can we learn from this account about what Heavenly Father will do for us if we seek to do His will? Students may identify a variety of truths, but make sure it is clear that if we are willing to obey Heavenly Father, He will give us the strength to do His will. What are some of the ways in which Heavenly Father might strengthen us? Explain that most of the time the help we receive from Heavenly Father will not come from the appearance of angels, but that He will help us in ways He knows will be best for us. Invite students to ponder a time when they felt strengthened by Heavenly Father as they sought to do His will. Explain that Luke's account of the Savior's suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane includes an important detail that is not included in the accounts given by Matthew and Mark. Invite a student to read Luke 22:44 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for how Luke described the Savior's suffering in Gethsemane. How did Luke describe the Savior's suffering in Gethsemane? You may want to invite students to mark the words in verse 44 that teach the following truth. Jesus Christ sweat great drops of blood as He suffered in the Garden of Gethsemane. You may want to point out that this aspect of the Savior's suffering was prophesied of more than a century earlier. See Mosiah 3:7. To help students further understand what the Savior experienced, explain that the Savior described His own suffering in a revelation given through the prophet Joseph Smith, recorded in Doctrine and Covenants section 19. Consider inviting students to cross-reference Doctrine and Covenants 19:18 with Luke 22:44 in their scriptures. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 19:18 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the Savior described His suffering. What additional details do we learn about the Savior's suffering from His own description in verse 18? Jesus Christ's suffering caused Him, quote, to tremble because of pain, to bleed at every pore, and to suffer both body and spirit, end quote. What thoughts do you have knowing that Jesus Christ suffered so much for you? Summarize Luke 22:45 through 48 by explaining that after the Savior suffered in Gethsemane, He was betrayed by Judas Iscariot. Invite a student to read Luke 22:49 through 51 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Peter did when the chief priests and others came to arrest Jesus. See John 18:10, which is the only account that identifies Peter as the apostle who cut off the servant's ear. What did Peter do to the servant of the high priest? What is remarkable about what the Savior did for the servant? Summarize Luke 22:52 through 53 by explaining that the Savior asked why the chief priests and others were arresting Him during the night instead of during the day when He was at the temple. Luke 22:54 through 71. Jesus is tried before the Sanhedrin, and Peter denies knowing Him. Summarize Luke 22:54 by explaining that when the Savior was taken to the high priest's house to be tried, Peter followed. Divide students into pairs. Provide each pair with a copy of the following chart, or write it on the board. Invite students to read the scriptures referenced in the chart and complete the chart with their partners. Please refer to the chart on page 197, which deals with what happened to Peter and what Peter said. Why do you think Peter might have been tempted to deny knowing Jesus to each of these people? Invite a student to read Luke 22:61 through 62 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what happened after Peter denied knowing the Savior. What happened after Peter denied knowing the Savior? If possible, display the picture Peter's Denial by Carl Heinrich Block. This picture is available on LDS.org. If you had been in Peter's position, what thoughts or feelings do you think you might have had as the Savior looked at you? Why? How does Peter's experience illustrate the difference between having a testimony of the gospel and being converted to it? Explain that although Peter had a testimony of the gospel, he was not yet completely converted. However, he recognized his weaknesses, became wholly converted, and devoted his life to serving God and sharing the gospel. What lessons can we learn from Peter's experience? Summarize Luke 22, 63-71 by explaining that the Savior was mocked and smitten by the chief priests. Conclude the lesson by inviting students to write in their class notebooks or scripture study journals several things that they can do to help them become truly converted to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Encourage them to do one of the things on their list this week. Supplemental teaching idea. Luke 22:39-51. Video presentation. The Savior suffers in Gethsemane. Instead of inviting students to read about the Savior's experience in the Garden of Gethsemane, consider showing the video The Savior Suffers in Gethsemane from the Life of Jesus Christ Bible Videos. This video can be found on LDS.org. Note: you may have shown a portion of this video in a previous lesson. If so, you may want to stop the video at time code 5 minutes and 52 seconds. Before showing the video, write the following incomplete statement on the board. Jesus Christ's suffering caused him to blank. Invite students as they watch the video to consider how they would complete the statement on the board. After the video, invite students to report how they would complete the statement. Then invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 19:18 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for what they could add to the statement on the board.